Hi there, this is Jeff from jeffmobile.com. Today I'm going to be talking about one subject that I'm really passionate about. It's a subject that I'm really dear to my heart because it's something that I do for my job occasionally if I get the chance to. It is the design process. I don't know how many of you out there have witnessed sort of the beginnings of the internet. Maybe some people watching this video are too young to remember, but maybe 10, 15 years ago, there was an explosion of online participation. And a lot of people were starting web blogs and blog sites. There was this site that became really popular, so much that it was bought by Google eventually for how many millions of dollars. It was called Blogger.com. And they're one of the first platforms to allow people to post text blogs, not video blogs, that came later. They posted text blogs with photos. It was a platform for sharing what's new with you online in a long form format. And a blog could consist of anything like a poem, a news article, a political commentary, a personal diary, or pretty much anything anyone wanted to write. It became a new publishing platform for people on the internet who didn't otherwise have very many technical skills. So what Blogger did, which was really interesting in terms of design, they took a process which was actually pretty difficult, required a lot of specialized knowledge. The process to be able to take a website and turn it into basically an online journal. They made that process really simple, simple enough that the average person on the internet could understand how to do it. The process of posting a new update to your journal used to be that you have to be a geeky programmer type, and you have to be able to code up this complicated script that would allow you to update your journal. A lot of people who I know who were geeks back in that day, they wrote their own blogging platforms using PHP or Perl or even in C code. But what Blogger did was they made it so anyone could go to this website, sign up for an account, enter their password details, and set up a nice looking template easily with a nice appearance. It would take care of all the complicated matters of taking care of how the posts get posted, the organization of the posts, the title page, all the archive pages. It was all done for you. And this took a process that was maybe 8 or 9 steps, plus a lot of specialized knowledge, something that anyone with a decent sort of ability to use a website could do really easily with maybe 3 steps. This kind of a simplification of a popular workflow made the act of blogging a really mainstream thing for people to do, at least much more mainstream than it was. I think this Blogger example is a really good example of how a company designed a process down from a more complicated process, essentially the same process, but they made it really simple. In my work at SAP, where I work as a software developer, I've done a similar thing with one of the first features I worked on, which was to change a feature in the software to make it really easy to insert a barcode. It used to take maybe 8 steps to insert a barcode, got it down to around 2. And that feature was pretty successful, got mentioned in a bunch of community journals and online publications by the industry. Another example is Facebook. It makes it really easy, a simplified process, to share with your friends. So my goal of this little talk today is to emphasize the point that if you're doing some kind of design process, designing how something's going to work, and you have the opportunity to make a process that's 6 or 7 steps that requires specialized knowledge into something that only takes 2 or 3 steps that doesn't require any specialized knowledge, that could possibly be a really good design that will basically be able to sell it for $1 million or more. I think a really good thing to think about is look for opportunities where a workflow can be simplified. Something that's really hard to do that has value can be made a lot simpler. Example of that is videography. For example, it's kind of complicated to make a video these days. You have to get a camera, you have to turn it on. It used to be that you'd had to know a lot about cameras, whereas the new cameras, they take all those complicated steps, maybe 8 or 9 steps, and turn it into a single step. Just hit the button and record. The camera will take care of everything for you. As much as some people will say that automatic cameras you lose so much control over what you're doing. I think we're becoming into a new age of aesthetics. So people are starting to get used to the automatic mode camera and look beyond sort of the look of the film into beyond into the content itself. Okay, so that's my video blog for today. I hope you found it interesting. I would love if you could please leave your comments below. What's a good example of a design that you think illustrates this principle? What other processes do you think could be simplified via a really good design? And do you have any other ideas on good designs that you can share with our community of people watching these videos on YouTube? And one thing I want to mention is this video I'm filming on a Sony CyberShot HX9V camera, which is really easy. You just hit the record button and record the video. And I've basically got all the other steps in preparing the video with editing wise down to a really fast process that I can do in maybe half an hour. So I think there is an opportunity for people who want to get online to learn a really fast process of video editing. If we can make that happen, it'll be really great. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.